You will find each of these ratios in greater depth in Step 2 of Section 3 of the program, and you can refer to that for your own specific calculations. But before you do that, we really want to add some additional benefit to help you. Diane has created some incredible case studies that talk about different individuals with different life skills, different marriages, children, whatever, and they have the opportunity to provide you ways that other people created plans, how they executed those plans. Some of them were very successful, others just made a step in the right direction, but it will help you. You might find something or hear something that triggers an opportunity that you hadn't thought of before.
Thank you, Sharon. In fact, these stories are really not completely stories. Everything that's happened in these case stories has happened to somebody that was one of my clients or someone I knew. These are true success stories, or maybe true not quite so success stories. The point is, these people have found themselves in different parts of their financial life and discovered what they needed to do and then made forward progress. You can do the same thing. But let's start first of all with the story of Cindy. You'll see the story of Cindy written in your program at page 3-27. Cindy, as you note, was strictly an E. She was an employee. She was a single mom with her young son that she was trying to raise by herself. And unfortunately, Cindy had come across some bad times. It looked like bankruptcy at the point was her only answer. By the way, more Americans now are filing bankruptcy than ever before. So maybe this is a pretty real story for some people listening to this. You may know somebody who's gone through this. Well, Cindy found that bankruptcy at first was a great answer. The creditors quit calling her. But then she found she couldn't get a credit card. She couldn't get a rental car when she traveled. In fact, she couldn't even rent a video at the store. So what was she going to do? She ended up getting a part-time job, which for her became even more problematic because she had a young son she was raising by herself, and he's now spending more and more time alone, which for any of you who have children know that might not always be the best answer. So what was she going to do? Well, first, she did her financial statement. She knew that there was something out of control, and she needed to figure out what it was. So following the program, Cindy did her financial statement, and you can see that at page 3-29. As you note on the financial statement, all of her income was earned. Now, she had a full-time job and a part-time job, but that was the only source of income she had. Both of them were jobs. No passive, no portfolio. And she had expenses. She didn't owe any debt, but she still had monthly expenses. And in fact, everything she earned went out in expenses.
Absolutely. She was living paycheck to paycheck.
And that's something that many people might know. And you might actually have a financial statement that has much larger numbers on it. You might make $10,000 a month, or you might have known somebody who did, who spends $10,001 a month, whatever it is. What we look here is what is the pattern, not what is the number. So as you see Cindy's, clearly she didn't have any assets because she hadn't been able to accumulate anything. She did have a doodad, a small one, a car, and no liabilities because the bankruptcy had wiped all of that out. So her cash flow pattern was clearly that of the poor. Everything comes in through earned income, goes out in expenses. That's it. There's no liabilities. She has a small net worth, according to the banker, which is $5,000 because she had that doodad. According to Rich Dad, though, she had no net worth. When Cindy then went to do her analysis by looking at the indicators that we've shown you at page 3-30, she looked at how much money did she keep. She already knew the answer to that. She didn't keep any. Cindy knew her money didn't work for her, and her net income wasn't bad. In other words, she didn't pay a lot in taxes, but that's because she didn't make a lot of money. Her housing costs were fairly in line. However, all of her assets, according to the banker, were doodads. There were no rich dad assets. So she had no return on assets because she had no assets. After looking at that, Cindy clearly knew what she needed to do. She needed to somehow change this cash flow pattern, to build some assets, to get her out of this feeling of being right up against it. If anything went wrong, she lost everything. So what could she do to change? In Cindy's case, the first thing she knew she needed was more information. She needed some help. The only financial advisor Cindy'd ever had was her family. And as she looked at each of those family members, each of them had always struggled financially. They were a warm, close, supportive family, But they couldn't give her business advice. They couldn't give her tax advice because they didn't know that. The other problem was that whenever anyone tried to do something different, the family tried to bring them back. They didn't want to see them fail. And what, even though their current financial situation might be miserable, at least it was known. So Cindy needed to go find some new advisors, and she found a wonderful source through her local university. In fact, you may have a university in your area that offers special programs for small businesses. In her case, she was able to go there, get wonderful advisors enrolled in a program that gave her a small, what's called a microloan, to start her business. And she began a small business.
You might say, Diane, that she wanted to start a small business, but her overall plan at this point was just to become secure. She could look at being comfortable, she could look at being rich, but she still had to look at security. She was alone, she was a sole breadwinner, she had a son to support. So her biggest dream and goal at this point was to reach a level of security.
That's a great point. In fact, she knew how much at the whim of her employer or the market she might be. At any moment, she might lose her job. She felt more secure in being able to start this other job, which was her own business. She had a little more control. Besides getting some more discretionary income, she also was able to leverage that income in paying for expenses that currently were personal expenses to reduce her taxes.
And she was able to actually spend more time at home because she could do that business at home and therefore be with her son. So she had the ability to expand her income without sacrificing time with her son as well.
And if you even need to hear one more reason why that made sense, she was able to also work hours that worked for her. Because she did it at home, she could do it when her son was asleep or doing other things. So the whole family unit got stronger as a result of this. And now here's the wonderful news. At the end of 5 years, she had restored her credit and still living with the same means that she had before, she'd been able to put money away. Now remember, it's not how much you make, it's how much you keep. Cindy had been able to keep $15,000, and she now had a small stream of portfolio income. She was breaking out of the cash flow pattern of the poor.
She had stepped from the E into the S. Not quite on her way to B, but she was able to help herself by creating that business on the side and raise that income. So she went from having no assets to having $15,000 in the bank, earning money, and it gave her the ability to feel secure. If we go back to the definition of wealth, before, she was not wealthy at all. If she lost her job, she lost her income. There was no way for her to survive. Now, with $15,000 in the bank, the definition of wealth, she would be able to survive 8 months if she lost her job. So she had achieved a certain amount of security that hadn't existed before.